hospital. The only place I trust with my pets. They helped us out last week.
Your dog ate a pillow.
He ate a pillow. It was this little pillow, like a couch pillow that he's had out there forever in the garage. And I moved his bed around, didn't like where I put it. He didn't like the new location of his bed, shredded it, and ate little bits of it. I was sick for a couple. He's fine now.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, keep in mind, this same dog that pooped out a 64-count box of crayons. Prettiest poop I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's colorful.
Well, let's get right
colorful
to it.
Colorful language there.
Yeah, yeah, really. It's good to have you back, of course. Animal House off Pegger Road. 24-hour emergency pet care services available. Montessori School for Dogs, retail shop. Of course, Noah's Ark, boarding and grooming, the whole thing all in one location. Let's get right to our first one here. We got a few. Here we go.
My dog is weird, man. He goes out and eats and licks the piss in the snow.
All right. Okay. Anybody's or just his?
Any dogs.
Okay.
Any dogs, not humans.
Okay, just other dogs. All right. Peasicles. All right.
Yeah, peasicles, slushies. It's really weird, and I'd like to know why and what it can do about it.
All right.
Well, it depends. Is that an unneutered or a neutered dog? A lot of times, unneutered dogs will go out there and do that. Same with not spayed dogs. They'll do that. For some reason, it's like a scent thing or they're smelling it.
And so get them fixed.
Yeah. Well, that will help. And if it's already fixed, then not that they might have been broken, but if they've already been spayed or neutered, then, you know, there's different things. Dogs are kind of strange. Remember, they lick their butts.
Right. Let's go. So, let's start with that.
Yeah.
And they lick other butts.
And they lick other butts. Yeah. So, you know, I can't get inside the dog brain that deeply, but, you know.
But if it's not spayed or neutered, that'd be the best thing
that
first.
If that's, usually it's more common with dogs that are not spayed or neutered that they'll go ahead and do that. It's kind of a behavior, you know, a dominance. They're smelling it. And
all right. Well, let's go on. We got another one here. Let's check
my
this
question
one out.
Is my dog's been pawing in his ear a lot, and I've been trying to clean him, but I don't know how to do it correctly. How do you clean your dog's ear correctly?
Very carefully. So their ear canal goes straight down about an inch alongside like a periscope down the side of their head and then goes inward like ours. So the thing is not how you clean them, but what you clean them with. Make sure it's got to be a pH balance kind of cleaner. A lot of cleaners over the counter at pet stores are like just pure hydrogen peroxide, vinegar, and water. And if you get a cleaner that's just over the counter like that, or even try and mix your own stuff up with vinegar, water, and the pH is off, you're going to promote more yeast and bacteria because it messes the flora. The number one reason we get ear infections is food allergies.
Food allergies, eating garbage is where my dog always gets his.
Yeah. So because he's on Science Diet. Science Diet, Earl Canin. I can't say enough about both those places. They are fixed formulated diets. So those are the two things.
Well, that'll help out the next one here.
Question is, can the ravens make my dog sick? I mean, I've got 20 ravens hanging in the kennel, and I can't get rid of them, and I need a suggestion on getting them out of here.
That's a touchy one. You want to be very careful with the ravens in your kennel. Try and get rid of all the food. I know they like to try in dog kennels, and when the dogs are eating, they'll go down and actually fight for the food. I do have some friends that have in like almost like a netting over top, so they can't do that. Firecrackers, but it'll also scare the dogs. But that's a tough one. But the big thing is just put food away so they can't get it.
Right.
Make sure the place is clean so they have
And the
no
dogs
way.
Will probably take care of that once they eat the food.
Just put the food inside or closer to a kennel they do not like. And, you know, when you feed them, usually dogs eat within about 30 minutes.
Right.
So they're, you know, you can just go out there, feed them, pick up the poop, just be their presence. The ravens will stick out of there.
See, if we could get the ravens to eat the poop, it'd solve a problem.
Oh, that would be perfect. Yeah. Now, when you get that done, you could make a lot.
All right. Here, one more. Here we go.
I'm in the market for some better dog food for my 5 dogs, so I'm just kind of getting some recommendations for what would be probably the healthiest for my dog.
You know, dog food.
See, we were just talking about it.
We were talking about it. You know, dog food is not really regulated well in the United States, and so there's a lot out there that have a lot of budgetary substitution. I like Science Diet. They have 254 veterinarians, and their last food they just made is a cat food that stops cat thyroid cancer. So there's not too many out there that do that. Royal Canin is right on their heels. Purina has one called Clinical Nutritional Management. It's a little more expensive because they will not pay for the shipping like Royal Canin and Science Diet do for their products to Alaska. So you can always get on Amazon Prime, and you can get it a lot better, and it's even going to be sent to you every 3-4 weeks. Whatever you suggest is auto ship, so you save some money there. But there's a lot of foods out there that are really, really
What are some of the worst ones, you know, like the store brands that people always think that you always see the ads for? Is there a couple that are just particularly
Well, there was somebody in Fairbanks on Facebook that just had a huge rat out of Taste of the Wild.
Had a what?
Taste of the Wild. There was a rat in the bag when they opened it up.
So that's the wrong kind of Taste of Wild then.
Yeah, it's a little less wild, more rat.
All right, there you go.
So, anyway.
That's the one, the only Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital. You'll find them on Pegger Road, 479-2800. Always great to have you here,
hey,
Dee.
Always great to be here and glad to be back. Sorry, I was on vacation, you're on vacation, and my mom had a stroke.
I know, we had a lot going on.
A lot of stuff going on. So.
All right, so here we go. On the way back, want to follow us?